we're the only party that is against fracking. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us, it's an absolute no. I mean, all the evidence that we've, because it has been in place for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's poisonous. It doesn't really have the economic benefits that it's being feted as having. Whereas, even Anna Lowe, I was really shocked by that. I mean, she was saying, let's not say a definite no. You know, NI21 are massively pro-fracking, and I think they'd be happy to have it in their own back garden. Same thing with the DUP. There seems to be this move on the right towards, well, this is something we could exploit, and we'll do it, and we'll get, you know, short-term benefit. But, I mean, that's them in a nutshell, really. It's all short-term benefit. Mm-hmm. It's making it look prosperous, but in the long term, we're stirring up so many problems. And that's not a good thing about the Green Party. I think we take the long-term view rather than what's expedient mm-hmm. and what's quick. You know, we are worried about the consequences of it. We're worried with dealing with a mess. We're worried about all those things, and we're looking at that, whereas they just, it's all just numbers to them.
Yeah, the problem then is translating that to the voter.
Yeah, yeah.
Short term is a lot easier to sell.
Well, that's totally true. You know, it's but I think one thing we do have is that there's been such a huge outcry against it anywhere it has appeared in England. Mm-hmm. You get Barton Moss, you've got Balcombe Bay, you've got a huge, massive grassroots resistance towards it. You know, that I think the public are on our side, and I think that we would expect to see, if it did happen in Lisburn, I think we'd expect to see the same level of resistance. Maybe a few less beards, maybe a few less sandals, a few less druids on the go, but I think we would have it. You know.